Imagine you're a refugee, newly arrived in the United States. The federal government gives your family financial assistance for 90 days. If you get placed in Maryland, the International Rescue Committee steps in to give you assistance for 8 months. And those first 8 months are the subject of a new documentary, This Is Home, a refugee story.
طلعنا من سوريا بال 2013. كنت حامل بابني. ابني الصغير.
We got out of Syria in 2013. I was pregnant.
Pregnant?
My youngest. Everything around us had closed. I had to give birth. There were no hospitals. I was having lunch with my kids and a bomb hit our house. We decided to leave after our house was bombed. The journey from Syria to Jordan was tough.
You were on the application list for 2 years?
Yes.
You chose Baltimore or?
No, they chose it.
They meaning the UN?
They chose the state of Maryland and the city of Baltimore.
We're here to help you in every possible way, but our assistance is temporary. By the end of 8 months, you'll need to rely on yourselves.
Hopefully.
This Is Home follows families of Syrian refugees in Baltimore, including Madiha, who you just heard talking to Sausen, the senior resettlement supervisor at the IRC's Baltimore office. Alexandra Shiva directed This Is Home.
It's a very intense period of time. So they're told over and over again, you really have 8 months. You have to have a job. You have to, you know, learn the language as much as you can. You really have to be on your feet. We won't be here. It's not that we won't be here at all, but we will not be here to, you know, translate for you and take you places and explain things to you in that same way. And it's very overwhelming. I mean, I think if I moved from New York City to Baltimore, it would take me 2 years to get adjusted. So the idea of someone coming from another country, another culture, and having 8 months to be self-sufficient it's an incredible hurdle.
And not just someone coming from another country, but these are, you know, refugees who are coming from really desperate situations, right?
Yeah. I mean, they are coming with a lot of trauma and a lot of pain and a lot of loss. And what I learned through the process of making the film was just how much they all miss home, but there isn't a home to go back to. So they are in a psychic in-between that's very, very painful.
And of course, we're seeing now an increase in the charged rhetoric, if you will, coming from the Trump administration, mostly against immigrants, refugees, Muslims, etc. This isn't a new thing, right? This feeling, this anti-immigrant feeling, isn't necessarily new. Were the folks that you profiled feeling that in any way?
They didn't talk about it at first. I think that they felt it when the Muslim ban happened. They definitely felt an increase. Madiha had an experience on the bus where someone tried to grab at her hijab. You know, she actually started wearing, someone gave her an American flag hijab to wear for protection. So she started wearing that, and that made her feel more comfortable. You know, they're dealing with so much, and it's the last thing they need to deal with is that. But I think that more often than not, they were very focused on the kids, school, acclimating, getting a job, trying to pay the rent and provide for their families. But, you know, they definitely noticed. They noticed as things increased.
And is there a sort of a feeling of disillusionment with the United States?
I think, you know, less so because of the political climate and more so because of the cultural differences. I think that that's a big shift for, you know, I always talk about in this film the idea that there's a dignity preservation piece for the men, that it's very, very difficult for them to come to a place where they're told, you know, not only are you going to be shaking hands with women and you're going to be speaking to women in a totally different way, but your wives are going to have to work. You're not going to be able to provide for your family. And culturally, I think it's very complex. For the women, one of our subjects, Yasmin, loves that she gets to drive, and not that she couldn't before, but she didn't. She's learning how to drive, and she's excited to work. Madiha actually finds it much more complicated because she feels it takes her away from being the kind of mother that she wants to be, which is, it's just a different kind of conflict here. And I think that's part of the disillusionment for them, is just how hard it is, how expensive it is. These are people who used to have all of their family living within a few blocks. So now they have family all over the world, scattered all over the world, many who are still in Syria. And I do think that in the political climate, to know that your family cannot come join you, it's not an option, is very painful.
And this sort of feeling, I mean, the name of the documentary is This Is Home. Is it?
You know, maybe one day it will be. I think many of them came for their children. Is it home? You know, I think home is a complicated concept, and it's in your DNA. And I think that they all miss Syria, and I think that they miss a place that doesn't really exist anymore. So this will have to be home is really the idea.
At the same time, your film also balances a lot of these really complicated issues with humor. And there are lots of scenes and where, you know, there's laughter and just you mentioned Yasmin driving. How did you balance telling, you know, showing that with also keeping the tone that's so important for this documentary?
I mean, I believe that humor is part and parcel with resilience. And so the idea that you don't show people, they're laughing at the absurdity. People continue to laugh as long as we are trying to be alive. You know, you have to have all of the different emotions. And it was very important in the editing and in filming to be able to mine for the intimacy and those sort of small moments that I think make you feel connected and that are moving toward similarity rather than difference. And humor is one of those things. And they really are. I mean, there are some incredibly funny moments and they are the ones laughing. You know, there's the scene where these two of the men, one of them is trying to say the word construction in English and the other one says, I think it's going to be easier for him to change his profession instead.
And are you still in touch with the family?
Yes. In fact, we were. I was just in Baltimore and saw most of them, and it was really wonderful. I see them a lot and speak to them very often, and they're doing very, very well.
Alexandra Shiva is an award-winning filmmaker and director of the documentary This Is Home, A Refugee Story. Alexandra, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
The film premieres on Epix tomorrow.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.